WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Join our eBay parade. Call us at 888-723-4630.
Okay, I've joined.
Is that easy?
I'm here.
All right,
so explain a listing dish.
Okay, you call us, you find a listing of yours that you would like us to critique, give us the item number, and we take a few minutes and go over the listing and tell you what we think you're doing very well, you're doing the right thing, and maybe some areas where you might want to consider some changes to improve the listing.
Just tweaking here and there. We tweak.
Yeah, we've never had anyone show us a complete disaster of a listing, although that would be fun.
Well, you know, a couple of times we did tell somebody that we weren't going to score them, but to make changes and call us back. I think twice.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a nice feel-good story for women here.
Oh, should I tune out then?
No. Oh. No, it's important.
Okay.
Our friends in the PayPal blog declare that women business leaders are increasingly driving the e-commerce industry. While only 14% of venture capital-backed companies in 2014 were founded by women, that number triples to a whopping 40% when it comes to e-commerce. And many of these spirited entrepreneurs leverage PayPal and, of course, eBay every day to help grow their business. So it's a perfect way for women to become entrepreneurs, to
yes,
be an online seller. Perfect way. Women have notoriously had a hard time finding venture capital when they go out. I had a wonderful deal back in the mid-80s of a radio station and couldn't get funding and finally went to, some radio station owners. And one of them had been my boss at a couple of previous radio stations, and he guaranteed a loan for me for $500,000. So it was very difficult for me to get funding, I remember, back then. Still is difficult for women. But guess what? Online entrepreneurs, babe, you're on your own, costs very little to get started, and you can become, people have become millionaires doing this. So I just wanted to put in that good word for female entrepreneurs and, of course, all women and men selling on eBay, but you get the drift, Grift.
Yes.
It's not always easy. We're taking your calls, and I noticed some calls are coming in and being screened right now. And in the meantime, Coach Jack is coming back.
When is he coming?
I think the 2nd of June.
Oh, good.
He's eBay's senior analyst for pricing, and what he's going to do is review your listing strategies to see where you could save money by adjusting your format mix and your durations, you know, whether to do auction or fixed price or this kind of thing. This may also increase your views and conversions and your sell-through rate. He can help provide a better understanding of the new free listing strategy. And if you'd like your account considered for review by Coach Jack, send email to coachjack@ebay.com with your eBay ID plus any details about your listing strategies that you want to share with him. CoachJack@ebay.com and include your seller ID. And yes, Griff, his next review will be Tuesday, June 2nd. I think we're going to try to do it about once a month. 888-RADIO-30 is our telephone number, I want to remind you. So you did a bunch of listing this weekend?
Not that much this last weekend. I did some, yeah.
Okay.
But my sales have taken off. I mean, for me, they've taken
off.
Yeah. So, you know, I was kind of going through with 10 to 15 sales a month for the last few months. And it's only because I've really paid zero attention to the business. Once I started listing some stuff, I listed 15 things and it opened the floodgates. And I've sold, I'll be on track this month for selling at least one item a day, which is, that's a big boost. I'll have 30 items in the month.
Boy, I'm so embarrassed. I have so few things up there right now. But you know what, Griff? I've been through so much lately. I'm not going to beat myself up. I keep saying that. Obviously, I am beating myself up over it. Now I'm remodeling, finishing the remodeling of my bathroom this week. So I have construction workers going in and out of my house all day. They'll be back tomorrow. And I hope that after that all clears away and we have the event and that's all gone, that I can get into it head first. I have learned so much about selling on eBay just in the last month. You wouldn't believe, just from people sending me ideas and going back and forth on Facebook and everything. My first sale on eBay, I looked it up in my files, was a WS Radio shirt, silk shirt. That was years ago.
Oh, yes.
Remember
right.
that? I sold that. I was so proud of myself.
Yes.
I sold a few things here and there, and then I finally got up to 50 something at one point some months back, and a lot of them sold, and now I'm back to not very many up there. So I can't wait to be able to get back into it again because I'm so excited. I feel more confident than ever, and that's how people feel when they listen to this show for a long period of time, Griff. We have people, new people, saying that they stayed up and binge listened with their husband or wife for a week to hear some of our back shows, which is kind of scary.
That is, yeah. I mean, I can recommend something else you two could do together, but that would be wrong.
Listen, Helen from Rainier, Oregon is on the line with us. She's known on eBay as Summer Toad. Hey, Helen, thank you so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Well, I'm a seller on eBay, and a bustle hello there. And I got a message from somebody I sold a shirt to, and I just am wondering, is this a problem with the settings the buyer is using, or if it's a problem that's within eBay? And I'll just read you what she wrote to me, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know I received the shirt. Thank you. It is beautiful. For some reason, eBay will not let me leave feedback. I pull up the feedback, hit all 5 stars as all positive, highest rate positive, and there is no box to type comments. I thought eBay perhaps removed that function, so I went to submit my star ratings, and it won't take. Have you heard this from other customers? I want to let you know that I received the product, I'm happy with it, and I want to leave you positive feedback, but it won't let me. I will try to contact eBay because this is the third time in a month that it has been like this, different sellers. I'll keep you posted. Mm-hmm. And I put this on one of the Facebook groups, and I had one other seller say that a customer had written to them with the same problem. And I suggested to her that she try perhaps a different browser, but I don't know if she did or not, but she hasn't left me feedback yet. So I'm just wondering if you've heard of this.
I've heard of this off and on over the years, and it is a browser issue. Believe me, if it was an eBay issue, we'd know it immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a browser issue.
So is there a particular browser that this happens with, or is it just like cookies or something
That I don't know. It's usually, if I remember correctly, it's because of a corrupt browser cache page. And the old standard advice, and I know people laugh at it, but in the situations where it is the culprit, it works, is to clear out your cache, your temporary internet files, to get rid of them.
Okay. So I will tell her to clear out her cache.
Right.
And I already told her to try a different browser, but I don't think she's done that because at least she hasn't told me. So.
Yeah, a lot of people who use their computers are unaware of things like there are browsers that they can use. They have very little. They don't explore the operating system of the computer they're using. So they're, for whatever reason. So they only know, you know, I open this window and there's my eBay comes up, and that's all they know. So. Sometimes.
Okay. I was just, you know, because I had heard some jinglings around that there's going to be changes coming to the feedback system, and I just wanted to make sure this wasn't some kind of beta test or something.
No, that's not.
It sounds like
that's not a test. Absolutely not a test. No.
Okay.
Helen.
Thank you so much.
Helen,
don't
hang up, honey. What do you sell on eBay, Helen?
Anything that I know a little bit about. I sell a lot of coffee cups. I sell needlework supplies and stuff because I'm a fan of Cindy Sorley, and toys. I like selling plush toys.
When did you start selling on eBay?
Well, the first thing I sold was probably around in 2007. I just sold some old some DVDs I had that we weren't listening to anymore. And then I have been a regular seller probably since 2013, and I've been on eBay though since 2006.
So what made you start? What made you sell that first time on eBay? Was a friend selling, or did you just decide to do it?
My sister had sold some things when my mother passed away, so it wasn't a foreign concept to me. And so I had, like, one of the DVDs I had was still in the shrink wrap, and I knew, you know, if I tried to sell it anywhere else, I wouldn't get anything for it. And I did okay with it on eBay at that time, so that was the first thing. So it seemed pretty easy.
So, Helen, we appreciate you calling in today.
Well, thank you, and I listen all the time, and I really enjoy the show, and I wish you were on more often.
So does Griff.
Yes.
Griff would love to do it every day.
Okay.
Me not so much. Me not so much. This is my 50th year in radio, and so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love doing 2 days a week on the air. I think it's fantastic.
I do, too.
Do you really like the 2 days, Griff?
Yeah, I could do it 5 days.
Yeah, you could.
I thought you were saying 2 days because Griff is always teasing you and that's all you could stand. But
anyway. No, it's better than
but
that.
But he is always teasing me. We know
that.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you're an easy mark, babe.
Yeah, but honey, let me tell you, I get you back good.
Okay, okay.
Bye, Helen.
All right, see you later. 888-723-4630. Blah, blah, blah.
Fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled. That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 321.
eBay sellers are always looking for new ways to market themselves and their items. Hilary DiPiano is known on eBay as Priced Nostalgia and is the author of eBay Marketing Makeover. She explains what that is.
The eBay Marketing Makeover is about looking at the way that you're selling and tweaking it for a couple of things. First, to increase word of mouth, keep your customers happy so that they come back. The ones you already have, forget about finding new ones. This is about taking a step back and looking at the big picture and how can you make sure you're doing everything the best possible way that you can before you start worrying about reaching out and sending out social media posts and doing the little day-to-day things of marketing.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well- Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Well, it's your turn to do the talking, so call us at 888-723-4630 because it's hard breathing through these virtual red noses.
It is. I'm getting tired of wearing it.
It's starting to sweat under there.
Hey, Griff, have you noticed the Memorial Day star at the top of the pages on eBay.com?
Well, I did. What does it mean?
If you click on the star, it takes you directly to a shopping page dedicated to items most purchased during the Memorial Day weekend.
Oh.
Outdoor entertaining, bedding and mattresses. Bedding and mattresses? Oh, yeah. Memorial Day sales like crazy on bedding and mattresses. That's right. Among other desired items. They're all featured on that page. And it's complete with guides at the bottom of the page. And it's at ebay.com/RPP/Memorial-Day. But if I were you, I would just click on the Memorial Day star at the top of the page. Any eBay page, and you will find it. So Rudy, what are you guys doing for Memorial Day weekend?
We've been invited by two friends to go sailing on the bay. So we're going up to San Francisco on Sunday, and we're going out on a sailboat.
Do you like that?
Do I? No, I hate it.
I knew you were going to say that, because I know you.
But I do lots of things I hate, so what's new?
Because Howie wants to do it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Sailing can be fun, but do you have to do any of the, you know, pulling the stuff and...
Oh, you mean lift that barge, lift that bale, swing
get a
it?
Little drunk and you land in jail?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, do you do any of that?
Are you kidding?
Are you just sit and relax?
Are you joking?
Yeah, I know
I'm
you.
I'm bringing a lace parasol and my summer whites.
Oh, yes, darling. We're going to cruise down the Nile.
And I'm gonna sit there on a cushion.
By the way.
And look needy.
By the way, I did take a cruise down the Nile.
Okay.
You've never done that, right?
Let me look in my memory book.
If anyone wants the opportunity, the memories of a lifetime, you'll want to do that. It's just a couple of days.
Yeah. And you're like it's like ducks on the water for ISIS.
You start in like God. You start at like...
Hey, come here, tourist. I want to cut off your head.
You start in one place and you end up at Aswan. Aswan Dam.
So I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
That's where the... but they say they... Or they isn't that where they sank all of those huge statues? Did they sink them?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, anyway, go on.
Well, what happens is when you take this cruise down the Nile, you can see both banks. The left and the right, you can see it all. The Nile is not very wide.
No, it's not.
And so the boat docks on one side one day, on the other side another day, so you get to see the Valley of the Kings and the Valley of the Queens.
What about the Valley of the Dolls?
And I went inside King Tut's tomb.
Yeah.
Because you have these little, you go out on these little excursions.
Did it smell?
No, it was fantastic. Okay. I just love that country. Yes, would I go now? Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not with everything that's going on, but it was a wonderful trip. And I'm sure you can get trips to cruise down the Nile on eBay, can't you?
I don't know.
Let's put Nile Cruise into the eBay search.
What's it say?
And see what we can find here. eBay.com, Nile search, Nile Cruise. All right. What does it say? Oh, Nile Cruise, a photographic guide. I happen to have that. Nile Cruises, National Geographic. I don't know if you can buy the actual cruises, but you can learn a lot about it on eBay anyway and see pictures and stuff. It was the most exciting trip I ever took in my life, and I have been to 17 countries. That was fantastic.
It sounds like, I mean, it would be fun, I'm sure. And I'm not so against doing a river cruise. I'm dead set against ever doing an ocean cruise.
I will never do an ocean cruise.
Yeah, you and I both, babe.
Yeah.
And
in fact, we've been invited to go on ocean cruises that I would be dying to go on because I love the people and what's happening on them.
Yeah.
But I just, something about them, I will not, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And I take a lot of flack because I am a minority of one in our group of friends who are always either going on cruises or talking about it. And the only thing that keeps Howie from not going, he's dying to go. But apparently, it's difficult, if not impossible, to get dialysis on the boat. So,
yeah.
And I don't think his what happens is I don't think the insurance covers him. So
yeah.
that puts it cramp.
That would be tough.
Cramping it, yeah. So
they had a big article about a woman who lives on a cruise line boat, and she was so funny because she said, "Look, I live on this boat." And she says, the money I pay every year to live on this boat, I get free food, I get medical attention. It would cost me a fortune if I were not living on this boat. And it's a big cruise thing, fancy one. And she's been living on it for 5 years.
I feel that if she's happy,
why not?
Who am I to judge?
But I'm like you. River cruise is different. You can see the shore.
You can see it.
You know, on both sides.
I feel I have a fighting chance. If something goes wrong, or worse, I find the company to be insufferable, I know I can just put on my Speedo and swim across to the other side and join whatever fate awaits me on the shore.
See, that's part of your problem, is you wear those Speedos, see?
Well, I don't mm-hmm. really wear them. I used to mm-hmm. when I was a mere slip of a girl, but now... I'm not.
We'll be back with our second hour in just a minute. Going to give away a free room night.
Thank you. 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas, let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy face time with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.